Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. My favorite parts of the season last year was the love affair that we all got with the bench, and a lot of it came from this dude. Part of it, two different four-point plays started by key members of the Bucks bench tonight. One of them, a fan favorite in Ersan Ilyasova.
Ilyasova. He drains the three. 4-point play possibility.
He would cash in, make it a 4-point play, and then the Bucks, just 2 minutes later, well, this is how they closed out a 70-point first half.
Korver, pass, fake, three, and a foul. Second 4-point opportunity for the Bucks in the second quarter. This time it's Korver.
Bucks really operating and executing that pass.
That all highlights courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. That finished off the scoring in the 70-point first quarter for the Bucks. They lose it after having the 17-point lead. They lose it by five tonight. Part of a drive brought to you by Wrench and Go, the drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access lowest-priced auto parts around Wrench and Go. The drive of the game was the drive of the Miami Heat to stay in this thing. They're down 17 at half. You just heard the two plays that really lit it up and allowed the Bucks to really pull away towards the end of that first half and take advantage and bring the distance to what it was, the margin that it was at the point. Bucks were in control, and Heat just keep chipping away. Outscore the Bucks by six in the third quarter. And then 39 points in the fourth quarter. Part of that, a 20-5 run that gave the Miami Heat at one point an 8-point lead. That is your drive of the game with Wrench and Go. The ability for the Miami Heat to extend the game and extend their lead and then also get themselves into a lead and give it just enough cushion so the Bucks were unable to come back tonight. Mike Budenholzer down at Fiserv Forum. Get a coach's corner look with Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers and great benefits. More home time than anybody else. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call them at 1-800-44-PRIDE. The head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks after the loss on opening night.
You know, a lot of credit to Miami for the way they played in the second half and particularly the fourth quarter. You know, we had a few chances to maybe steal it, but you know, we have to be a lot better defensively, a lot better in some just feel and sense for type of game and coming out of the second half and, you know, continuing to kind of press forward, not being in pause. So, but Miami was great tonight. They played really well. Credit to them.
Coach, from your vantage point, when do you think the momentum started to shift?
I think in the third quarter, you know, it just felt like I don't know how much they, you know, I mean, they outscored us, I guess, only by six. But, you could just feel in the third quarter that we weren't the same and they were better, and it just continued through to the fourth. I just think they were, you know, they were the better team, I guess it goes without saying, in the second half, and I thought it happened pretty much out of the gate to start the third quarter.
You guys were hot from three in the first half. What changed in the second half? Was it different shots, or was it something Miami was doing defensively?
You know, like always, I'll have to go and look at the tape. You know, I'm probably more frustrated with our defense, and offensively, you know, they get into you, so you got to cut harder, you got to screen harder, you got to attack, you know, play through contact, and you know, maybe we didn't do that as well. Those things are more subtle, more things you have to pick up watching tape. So I don't know what our three-point shots will look like in the second half.
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show on The Fan.
Giannis goes off for a near triple-double in back-to-back outings. 29 points, 17 boards, 9 assists. That's going to be what you need to get it done if you're trying to go back-to-back. Like LeBron, Steve Nash, MJ. I mean, you're talking about the greats, the absolute greats. That puts you in a different stratosphere if you go back-to-back as the MVP, something that Giannis is trying to do here in 2019-2020. But the MVP for back-to-back nights fouls out. His vantage point of it here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
You guys wanted it. How can you move forward? What are the lessons learned?
Obviously, we got to learn from tonight's game. We were up 21. You know, allow them to come back to the game. You cannot let that happen. You know, good teams don't let that happen. And definitely going to learn from this. But obviously, second game of the season, you know, trying to figure out one another. You know, figure out our chemistry, and we got 80 more to go, so gotta keep getting better and you know, watch the film and see what we can improve.
Giannis, where do you think the defensive breakdowns came from in the second half and overtime?
I think we're able to you know, attack gaps, you know, find angles, especially with the pick and roll with Brooke. We were able to go downhill and, you know, find the open man and you know, make the right pass and make shots, but we try to do that the whole game, but I think we realized that with Brookie it works a lot better. He sets really good screens and you're able to go downhill and find the right pass.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, man. Was it, you know, follow back to that game, so, you know, the situation, I saw you go right to, you know, assistant coach Lester replay. How frustrating is it to experience that in the first two games?
It's not frustrating. First game we won, first game. I think the frustrating part is that, you know, not being out there on top of my team. Not necessarily, I don't know if who would have won the game, but just being out there and, you know, try to help your team. Maybe block a shot, maybe rebound the ball, maybe make, you know, pass or something. You know, that's the frustrating part about it. But obviously, you know, gotta keep learning from it and, you know, get better.
What did you see on that final play of regulation? When Chris hit it or was short and then you were there to put it in to send it to overtime?
You know, I knew that, you know, if the ball don't come to me and it went to Chris, I knew that, you know, he got to shoot it. So I got to go as close as I can to the rim and hopefully I can, you know, tip dunk it or rebound and put it back in, and that's what happened.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo after the game tonight. Minute with the MVP here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. 105.7 FM, The Fan, and 12:50 on the AM side. Chris Middleton finishes the night, 25 points, 7 of 16 from the field, 4 of 11, though, from downtown, and he was unable to convert on his final opportunity. That one would have tied the game. Chris Middleton spoke after the game today.
It's a good look. Definitely take that one again. Thought I might get the drop, but I didn't go.
What about Giannis being in the right spot at the right time as that happens?
It's perfect. I mean, I wish I could have got more on it. Made it easy on him, but it was a great play by him. Great instincts.
What do you think was the biggest
issue in the second half for you guys?
Yeah, our defense, I would say, in the second half, especially that fourth quarter, they pretty much hit everything at wherever they wanted. We fouled a lot, too, so they did a great job putting pressure on us.
That's Chris Middleton after tonight. The Bucks lose 131-126. And he's right. They did foul a lot. They allowed the Miami Heat, who just shot 5 free throws in the first half, to shoot 31 free throws in the final 29 minutes of action tonight. They finished, did the Miami Heat, 23 of 36 from the foul line. Just under 64%, nothing spectacular, but the Bucks 27 of 35. Just the sheer volume of free throws that the Heat were able to take in that second half and into the overtime period. The difference in tonight's game. Bucks lose at 131-126 at the home opener of Fiserv Forum here in the 2019-2020 campaign. Hopefully not something that we continue to see a trend starting. Giannis fouls out for his second straight night, but for the second consecutive game, Giannis triple-double worthy. 29 points, 17 boards, and 9 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks from the MVP, but he has 8 turnovers. That matches a career-high double figures from Brooke Lopez, 10 from Eric Bledsoe, 14 once again from Wesley Matthews, 11 from Ersan. Kyle Korver pitched in 14 in the loss. They're back on the floor at Fiserv Forum coming up on Monday. That's when you're going to hear this Pick and Save Pro's postgame show again. Until then, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, for Evan Heffelfinger on the other side. We'll talk Bucks with you after the game against the Cavs Monday night. Keep it right here. You got the Fan.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.